from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. More than a million Californians lack access to safe, clean drinking water. The crisis is particularly acute in the rural Central Valley, where some communities have struggled with polluted water for decades. But now a new state law could help. Valley Public Radio's Carrie Klein takes us to the first place that will benefit, a community with arsenic in its water.
Vicio.
It's a sunny afternoon in Matheny Tract, a small community outside the city of Tulare. Reynelda Palma calls her dogs into her yard. Matheny Tract is a tiny cluster of about 350 homes. Almost a third of its residents live below the federal poverty line. Most are Latino, like Palma.
I'm a homemaker. I'm retired, and my husband's the only one that works sometimes because of the drought. He also is laid off a lot.
They drank their tap water until Palma started having skin problems a few years ago. A doctor told her she had been exposed to arsenic, a contaminant that's been found in Matheny's two community wells. That's when she became an advocate.
For me, it was very dramatic when the doctor told me that I had high arsenic contamination in my body. And I thought, if this is happening to me, then this must be happening to everyone, including the children. And I felt that something has to be done.
Palma and her neighbor Javier Medina take me on a tour of their neighborhood.
Aquí esta es para una casa.
Matheny Tract's not actually a city or a town. It's unincorporated, which means it has no elected government and it's hard to get services like sidewalks or streetlights. But we do see a lot of bright yellow fire hydrants. They're so shiny and smooth, they look like they've never been used. I ask Palma and Medina if they work. That's because they're waiting to be hooked up to water. Ashley Werner of the nonprofit advocacy group, the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability, says residents in unincorporated communities like this have been fighting for clean water for years.
Effectively, in local government, often there is no elected representatives claiming to have any responsibility to ensure that people have access to clean water.
In Matheny's case, sharing water with the nearby city of Tulare seemed obvious. The city is so close, Palma can point to it from her backyard. In 2009, Matheny and Tulare signed a contract to connect their water systems. Roads were dug up and hydrants put in place. But in 2014, the city sued to reevaluate the contract. Construction stopped. Martin Kazanowicz is the city attorney for Tulare.
We did not have capacity to serve 300 homes at a turn of the switch. We spent over $500,000 in short-term fixes to our infrastructure, and we had jurisdictional issues, which were a barrier.
But Ashley Werner says the community's residents, immigrants, farm workers, and mostly minorities felt discriminated against. With the help of Werner's group, Matheny countersued.
It was a lack of responsibility on the part of elected officials to the residents of Matheny Tract, and a sense by everybody involved that they had no duty and no commitment to this community.
Matheny and Tulare remained in a legal stalemate until March of this year, when the state intervened under a new law. SB 88 allows the state to order a city to share its water with communities that need it. Matheny Tract is the law's first success. By June, the city of Tulare will be forced to share its drinking water. Getting clean water is a huge relief for Javier Medina. He's a dairy worker, and he helps feed a family of six with bottled water. He's glad that the state stepped in, but he wishes it hadn't been necessary.
Estamos en el mejor país del mundo, y debemos,
We live in the best country in the world, and everyone should be looking out for everyone's well-being, and everyone should try to find a way to help their neighbor.
Lo que algunas personas piensan, ¿verdad?
Matheny Tract should have safe drinking water soon, but hundreds of California communities still don't. Maybe some of them are your neighbors. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Klein in Matheny Tract.
The minimum wage is going up soon in the city and county of L.A. It's part of a plan to kick hourly pay up to $15 over the next 4 years. Now officials are moving forward with plans for how to enforce higher wages. Here's Los Angeles Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
L.A. County agreed yesterday to turn wage policing over to its Department of Consumer and Business Affairs. And even though the pay hike doesn't take effect till summer, Department Director Brian Steger says inspectors are already out explaining the law and the penalties businesses face if they don't pay it.
And then if there are allegations of wrongdoing, we will be taking a progressive discipline approach to making sure that back wages are paid and people are held accountable.
That includes fines of up to $100 per day per employee and up to $1,000 per employee for retaliation. Unlike the county, the city of L.A. is creating a wage enforcement office from scratch. Mayor Eric Garcetti is proposing to spend about $2 million and hire around 22 staffers to get it up and running. Tia Kuntz of the UCLA Labor Center says it's a pretty good start, but she says given the volume of low-wage workers across the city, some 700,000, the city should do more.
Contract with community-based organizations that can outreach to specific ethnic communities, as well as workers who work in isolation and may not get the word about the increase. So that's one area the city and county really need to pay attention to as they get ready for day one of the increase to the minimum wage.
That's July 1st, when the minimum wage across the region bumps up to $10.50 an hour and up to $15 by the year 2020. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, April 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.